Listening to them sing, feel like we're singing. They're singing so fast.
对，我们听他们唱的歌的韵律非常的快哈。我们正要喘口气。
I thought when the PowerPoint went off, they would stop singing, but they remembered all the words.
我以为这个投影片如果没有投影好的话，他们可能会听啊不唱，要看的投影片。
没，
他们全部都记住了。
Amazing.
啊，非常好。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for these wonderful children.
主，我们真是为这些孩子们，我们献上感谢。
Who remind us that their love can be pure.
主，我们让再次提醒我们，他们的爱是那么的纯。
That even though they may not always be obedient, their heart is in the right place.
虽然他们不是时时都是这样的顺服听话，但是他们的心是完全是对的。
Because they know they need their fathers.
因为他们知道他们需要他们的父亲。
But we, as we grow up, we forget our need for you.
但是我们常常，当我们自己长大的时候，我们常常忘记了我们需要你。
We begin to depend on our own wisdom.
我们常常靠着我们自己的聪明智慧。
So help us as fathers and children to honor you.
真是帮助我们做父亲的，做孩子的，真是来尊你为大。
To always remember that your love is the greatest love ever.
让我们真是记住，你的爱是永永远远最大的爱。
And that your wisdom will guide us through this difficult life sometimes.
是你自己的智慧会引导我们走，度过一切的难处。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. The Bible contains many different stories of people and their family relationships.
圣经里面讲到了许多家庭讲家庭跟他们之间的关系。
In the days of the Old Testament, when godly fathers spoke, they had a powerful influence on their families.
我们在旧约里面当知道，当这旧约里面做父亲的，他们讲话的时候，他们带有很大的能力。
These fathers spoke, and their words carried a lot of weight.
当这些父亲们讲话的时候，他们的话语是非常有重量的，分量的。
That is why Rebecca and her son Jacob plotted to trick Isaac into blessing Jacob.
这就是为什么我们知道这个利百加和他的儿子雅各，他要使用一些技巧来使得这个以撒来祝福他的儿子，祝福他的二儿子而不是大儿子。
Once Isaac had given the blessing, it could not be revoked.
当以撒给了祝福之后，这个祝福是不能再收回、不能再改的。
Words of fathers are very important.
这话语从神、从父亲嘴巴里面出的话语是带有能力的。
No matter how much Esau cried, there was nothing even Isaac could have done to change what he said.
就是后来我们知道，当以扫再要想求他父亲给他祝福的时候，他的父亲已经说没有办法再转回。
When fathers say a blessing or a curse, God is listening.
当这个父亲说祝福的话也好，说诅咒的话也好，神是会听的。
So one reason that we hear these accounts of men and their families in the Bible is to remind us of the powerful influence that a godly father can have.
所以在圣经里面讲到那么多的家庭，特别提到父亲的时候，真是让我们再次警醒，因为知道做一个敬畏神的父亲是多么的重要。
So I want to show you this very short, very funny video to see how a kid can really follow his father.
所以我们下面给你们看一个小很短的片子，是讲这个孩子是怎么样跟随他的父亲。
We all know that, but it's still funny to see.
啊，我们许多人可能已经都知道了，但是我们每次看的时候还非常的啊，真是有兴趣哈。
Kids are perfect imitators.
我们的孩子们，我们知道他们是要啊最好的模仿者。
Once in a while, you will see a child. You don't know who the parent is, but something they say or something you do, you can guess who the parent is.
有的时候你并不认识他的父亲或者他的家长，但是当看孩子他们的行为的时候，你可以猜想到他们的父亲或者父母是怎么样的。
So Paul wrote to Titus, in everything, set them an example by doing what is good, not just by saying what is good.
所以保罗在他的提多书里面他这样写道，他说你们要行出来什么是善的，什么是对的。而不是说，光是嘴巴说。
In your teaching, show integrity and seriousness.
因为你啊，你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样。
This is written to Titus about the example that elders must set in order to lead the church.
因为在这里讲的时候，他特别提到提多书，所以也包括讲到在教会里面的做长老的，也是要这样的行。
Paul often reminded them that.You cannot lead in church unless you know how to lead your family.
啊，保罗这样说，你啊没有啊没有办法在教会里面服侍，如果你不能在家里面也做一个带领的话。
So this command is for us to set an example both in church and in the home.
所以在这里保罗啊讲的话，不管是在家里还是在教会，都是要一样。
But once in a while, you see how we put on the church face when we come to church.
但你知道，我们有的时候常常我们来到教会的时候，我们是戴着个面具过来。
Once in a while, you can hear parents yelling at their children in the parking lot. Then when they come in, they're smiling.
啊，我们有的时候会注意到一些家长在停车场的时候对着孩子这样大吼大叫，但是一进入啊教堂里面的话，他的笑脸就出来了。
So what do you think the children learn from that?
当你这样子做的时候，你知道，你想想看，孩子们他们所看到的什么呢
？That it is very important to keep up appearances.
所以啊，这非常重要。我们是啊，怎么样的表情啊，显露出来的行为是非常的重要。
It is very important to appear good.
我们啊是非常重要，我们要看上去很好。
But not only for appearance sake.
啊，不但是为了看上去好。
So we sometimes forget how seriously God takes the role of the family in bringing up children.
我们有的时候会忘记神是把这个啊，我们在家里面做榜样是多么的重要。
Psalm 128 contains a theme that is found in many, many parts of the Bible.
是在诗篇128篇里面讲啊许多关于啊圣经里面所提到的。
The underlying message is the importance of being a father.
最重要一条就是说怎样做一个正直的父亲。
In Psalm 128, God shows us His desire is to bless the families if the fathers follow Christ.
在这里128篇诗篇里面说，你如果是跟随神走的话，神会祝福你。
God's desire really is to bless our families.
神的心意他是要祝福家庭。
To make them safe and happy places.
使他们的家庭是一个平安安全的家庭。
So oftentimes when our families aren't safe or happy, it's because we're not doing right.
如果我们的家庭不是啊这样的安全或者不幸福的话，一定有什么事情不对。
So I just have very few points to share with you from Psalm 128.
所以我今天会跟你们一起分享啊从诗篇里面128篇里面的一些信息。
To have the results that I know we all wish to have at home.
我们都知道我们在家里面我们都是非常想要得到的。
So let us read these words together. Please stand.
所以让我们一起来读这个圣经啊，请一起起立。
Let us read with understanding.
让我们一边读的时候一边能理解。
Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in His ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house.Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem, and may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
好，我们下面用中文再一起来念。
凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他的道的人，变为有福。你们要吃劳碌得来的。你们要享福，事情顺利。你妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树；你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。看那、敬畏耶和华的人，必要这样蒙福。耶和华从西安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处， 愿你看见你儿女的儿女，愿平安归于以色列。
Please be seated.
请坐。
God will bless those who read his word.
神会祝福这些读他话语的人。
There's a wonderful promise in here.
我们这里看到有很好的非常好的应许在这里。
Where will the joy and the blessing be found if we follow God's teaching?
当我们在跟随主愿意听从他的教训的时候，就有许多的祝福临到我们。
And that blessing is within your house, around your table.
这些祝福是在你的家中，而且围绕你的桌前。
So many fathers find their joy in work.
许多父亲他们的在工作中寻找乐趣。
In recreation.
在一些游玩中，娱乐当中。
Or in their possessions.
或者是他们所感到高兴为他们自己所有的。
Every time my neighborhood has a garage sale, there are all kinds of houses open up their garages and sell their junk.
当我的邻居们他们常常会有一些在车库上面一些不要的东西拿出来卖的时候匆匆忙忙了许多不要的东西。
So sometimes I've actually heard people say, we buy this junk so we can sell it at our garage sale next year.
我们常常会听到别人说，我们从他这里买来，我们再卖出去。
What's the point of it?
他说到底有什么意义呢？
I see brand new houses, cars parked outside, garage full of stuff.
我们看见非常新的房子，它的车停在外面，但是车库里面却装满了垃圾。
I'm trying to make me and Tricia promise ourselves we will not park our cars outside, we'll put it in the garage.
我想跟翠霞讲，我们希望我们不要这样做，我们的车不停在外面。
If we need to put stuff in the garage, that means we have too much stuff.
如果我们需要一定要东西放在车库里面，就表示我们的东西太多了。
We shouldn't try to find our happiness in our work or in our possessions.
我们实际上不应当只是从我们的工作或者我们的娱乐来寻找喜乐。
As breadwinners, men of course have to work.
但当然我们知道，我们男人一定是需要工作。
They cannot be at home all the time.
他们并不能整天待在家里。
And of course, there's nothing wrong with recreation time.
当然我们知道出去游玩娱乐并没有错。
There's also nothing wrong with having possessions.
当然我们拥有所有的财产也并不是有什么错。
And enjoy the things that God gave us.
我们享受神所赐给我们的东西。
But it's a matter about priorities.
但问题是在哪里，我们是谁放在优先的地位。
Is the family your number one priority?
是你的家庭成为你的最重要的第一位吗？
Otherwise, what's the point of earning so much money?
如果不是这样子的话，你挣了那么多钱又有什么意义呢？
Otherwise, what's the point if your house is not a home?
如果你的房子并不能成为你的一个家的话。
Again, I hear all the time about how Bill Gates is not going to leave any money to his children.
我们常常听到Bill Gates 他会说他并不会留钱给他的孩子。
There must be a reason why he thinks that way.
他要这样做一定有什么道理在其中。
He must know that money is not the answer to every problem.
因为他知道钱并不是所有问题的解答。
It buys a lot of convenience, but it doesn't change your life.
它可以买到许多用来作为许多方便，但是其他的生命是不能用钱所来买的。
More often than not, money changes your life for the worse, not for the better.
常常是真正的讲起来，钱常常会使得我们生活中更加的糟糕。
I got into the most trouble in my life when I was making a lot of money.
当我挣了很大的钱的时候，我那时候是我最糟糕的状况。
Now I'm getting into different kind of trouble.
当然我现在还有同样其他的问题。
But blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways.
凡敬畏耶和华的他都要祝福。
In Genesis we're told that God came down and walked with Adam in the cool of the day.
当我们在读到创世纪的时候，我们读到神和亚当在当天气起了凉风之后，神在这个园中一起行走，与亚当一同行走。
To me, that's a beautiful picture of both spiritual and physical comfort.
这是非常好的一幅图画在一个凉爽的天气从心灵和身心来讲，都是非常美好的一个图画。
It's great to have a walk in the day when it's cool outside.
当你在外面行走的时候，天是比较凉爽的话，那是最合宜的。
And Seattle is the best place for that.
我们知道西雅图就是这样子的天气。
Where else is it so cool during the summer?
其他地方还有哪些地方是有像这样的凉爽呢？
I was in New York, I was in Dallas before coming back here, and it's so different.
我在过去我到了纽约和在达拉斯两个地方，那边完全与这里不同。
I'm sure most of us feel the same way. The moment we touch down in SeaTac, we're happy.
我们同样，我相信有许多人共有同样的感觉。当我们的飞机在机场着陆的时候，我们有不同的感觉。
To me, even the rainy season is worth it because it's so beautiful in the summer.
因为虽然这样我们雨季很多，但是在夏天的时候这样的美丽。
And then the Bible says.God walks with Adam in the cool of the afternoon.
所以在圣经里面说到那天在下午，在凉爽的下午，神和亚当一同行走。
We should make walking with God a priority.
我们应当是作为与神同行作为我们的第一重要。
God wants to walk with us.
神愿意和我们一同行走。
One more thing in this passage that earthly fathers should remember.
还有一件事情，我们在地上做父亲的，我们应当记住的。
But it is the most difficult.
这也是一个非常难的。
Look at these two verses again.
让我们一起来看这个经文。
Who walk in his ways and who will eat the fruit of your labor, blessings and prosperity will be yours.
我们注意看到，凡敬畏耶和华、遵行他道的人，变为有福。你要吃劳碌得来的，你要享福，事情顺利。
To me, the key word is.Fear the Lord.
最关键的词在这里是敬畏。
Fear the Lord and you will receive His blessings.
当你敬畏神的时候，你会得到一切的祝福。
Some of us, including myself, try to explain this idea of fearing God and what it means.
包括我自己和你们和许多人一样，我们真是想来理解这个敬畏在这里到底是什么意思。
Sometimes we tone down the meaning to say that fear means respect.
我们有的时候会故意把这个敬畏这个词可能往下。讲得不那么严重，好像就是一个尊敬的意思
reverence
或者是一个尊崇。
But the Hebrew words fear the Lord is Yahweh.
但是呢，希伯来语这句话叫 Yahweh.
It means terror.
它意思就是恐怖的意思。
It means dread.
恐怖和战惊的意思。
It is not only respect. It includes respect, but that's not the main meaning.
不但里面包含了一个敬畏，包含了尊崇，它里面还有一个恐惧的意思。
Because you can see many other places where this word is used, and it means terrible fear.
用这个敬畏这个词用在圣经里面用了很许许多地方，它的意思就是战惊恐惧的意思。
Just now I mentioned Jacob and Rebecca.
就像我们刚才就提到利百加和雅各。
Because Rebecca schemed with Jacob to trick Isaac, she never saw her son again after that.
因为利百加她出了点子，想办法让那个雅各得到她的丈夫的祝福。因为她这样做了以后，她再没有看到雅各。
So when Jacob was running away from the fear of Esau, that was not respect, that was not reverence, that was fear.
当那个圣经里面提到雅各。他因为惧怕以扫要报复他，所以他逃走了。这个惧怕并不是在这里讲的是好像是他遵从以扫。
It is the same word that is used in Psalm 128 that is used to describe Jacob's fear.
所以这里面同样用的字，这个叫敬畏，这个字是同样在诗篇里面刚才讲的惧怕和在诗篇里面刚才讲的这个敬畏是同样的字。
And then in the book of Exodus, we are told about the 10 plagues that.God brought upon Egypt.
我们也讲到在出埃及记的时候一共有十个灾。
And Pharaoh's officials feared the word of God, the Bible says.
我们知道这个法老和他的官员们他们非常的恐惧怕这些十个灾瘟疫。
In that situation, it was fear more than respect.
在这里还是讲到一个惧怕恐惧这个东西并不是一个敬畏心
because they prepared and they protected their livestock
因为他们是想要保护他们所有的牲畜
and then in Deuteronomy chapter 20 God said that certain people didn't have to go to war
因为在生命记里面里面讲到说到有些人他们不需要去参加争斗打仗不需要去参与打仗
because they were fearful and faint of heart
因为他们是有恐惧他们怕惧怕的心在他们里面
they were not respecting the army they were not in awe of the army they were afraid of dying
这里讲的还是一个惧怕恐惧并不是说在这里用的惧怕恐惧好像他们是敬畏他们是尊崇 其他的军队。
So I know that we all know what it means to fear God, but this is just a reminder.
所以在这里讲，我们知道在这里讲的啊，圣经里面这里讲到，刚才中文是敬畏的意思，它就是敬畏。
Fearing God means fearing His disapproval more than we are afraid of people's disapproval.
我们所谓惧怕、恐惧怕，我们如果得不到神的应许、神的同意我们所做的话，这是我们需要战兢恐惧的。
If we are honest, you and I are often more afraid of people than we are afraid of God.
如果我们对自己说诚实话的，我们知道我们常常是惧怕人，但并不一定惧怕神。
And so the Bible is full of examples of people who feared God more than they feared people.
所以圣经里面也常常也会提到许多的人，他们真是怕人，但不怕神。
Obadiah, who served Jezebel, was such a person.
我刚才讲反了，他们圣经里面有好多人，他们是敬畏神，但并不惧怕人。那么在这里讲的欧巴底，他就是一个例子。
Yeah, they are not afraid of people, they are afraid of God.
他们并不惧怕人，但他们是敬畏神。
Because Jezebel was trying to kill all of God's prophets.
所以耶洗别那个女王，她是要把所有的先知都杀掉。
And Obadiah, at great risk to himself, hid the prophets in the cave and fed them in order to save their lives.
但是这个欧巴底呢，他却保护了许多的保护了一百个这个先知。
So that is clearly a proof that he was more afraid of God than he was of his queen, Jezebel.
所以这是很好的写明，他并不怕他的女王，但是他敬畏。
But you and I, we often make bad decisions because of our fear.
但是你和我们常常做了一个错误的决定，我们在敬畏上面。
But if we fear God, we will make right decisions.
如果我们敬畏神的话，我们就做了一个正确的决定。
Even though making those decisions may cause us to face the wrath of people.
当然，虽然当我们有的时候我们做出决定，我们是为了敬畏神，但是会引起别人人的愤怒的时候。
And then the good news is that the fear of God, the Bible says, is the beginning of understanding.
当我们知道，当我们这样做的时候，这是敬畏神，是智慧的开端。
If we see the big picture, then it is more important to fear God than anything else.
让我们真看得比较远的时候，更大的一幅图画的时候，我们知道敬畏神是最重要的。
Then we don't make wrong decisions based on fear of men.
让我们不要一定做一些误解，好像我们说怎样来对人也有惧怕的心。
Or of women for that matter.
或者是讲惧怕妇女。
Because I often think it's funny that you never hear someone say to a woman, I'm going to tell your husband what you did.
So, 我们一般来说，我们从来不大会听到，我们会跟妇女说，我们会告诉你的丈夫你做了些什么事情。
But we always hear people say, I'm going to tell your wife.
但是我们常常在讲的话是跟男人会讲，我告诉你太太你做了什么。
God made women for a very specific purpose.
神造了女人，她有她的特别的目的在里面。
Because you know, during creation, after everything God made, He said, "It is good."
所以你知道吗？当在神创造整个世界，包括造了所有的东西之后，他说这是一个非常好。
But then when He saw Adam, He says, "It is not good."
当他看见亚当的时候，他说一个人独居不好。
And He said, "Because He didn't have a helper."
因为他没有帮手。
But we are not to fear our wives or our husbands. We are supposed to fear God.
我们并不一定是要惧怕丈夫或者是妻子，我们真正的是要敬畏神。
God tells us to fear Him because that's the beginning of understanding.
因为神告诉我们，这是我们当敬畏他的时候，这是我们智慧的开端。
Understanding what?
我们明白什么呢？
Understanding that His love will hold us up.
我们要知道他的爱是永永远远够我们用的。
And that, as the Bible says, love casts out fear.
我们知道，当有爱的时候，所有的恐惧都消失了。
So it says here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以我们在这里看到，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Oswald Chambers, who is famous for his book about prayer and his sacrifice to God, said,The remarkable thing about fearing God is that when you fear God, you don't have to fear anything else.
所以这位先生叫做 Chamber 的哈 ，Mr. Chamber， 他说呢，最奇妙的是，当你敬畏神的时候，你就知道什么是敬畏神。
But if you do not fear God, then you will fear everything else.
如果当你不敬畏神的时候，你就会惧怕所有其他的一切。
Last time I was here, I talked about Eli and Samuel.
上一次我在这里讲到以利和撒母耳
，because they were not very good fathers.
因为他们并不是很好的父亲。
Because of that, their sons abused their positions of authority and power.
是因为他们的儿子们在他们的职位上面，他们滥用他们职权。
Israel was at war with the Philistines, and the army needed God's presence.
下面有讲到以色列人跟非利士人他们在征战的时候。
And they wanted God's presence with them.
他们需要神与他们同在。
So they asked these sinful men, Samuel's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, to bring the ark into battle.
所以他们要求两个人祭司，就是撒母耳的儿子，叫哈弗尼和腓尼斯，他们两个把约柜抬出来。
But what happened?
到底什么事情发生了呢
？God's presence wasn't with them because they didn't fear God.
神的同在并没有与他们同在，因为他们并没有敬畏神。
They lost the battle.
他们失去了他们这次的打仗。
Many priests were killed.
许多的祭司被杀掉。
Even the Ark of the Covenant was taken away from Israel.
就是这个约柜也被别人夺去了。
Why did this happen?
这个到底为什么会发生呢
？Because the Bible says they did not fear God.
因为圣经告诉我们，他们并不敬畏神。
They thought the wrong thing.
就是他们所想的都错了。
Sometimes we think the same way.
但是我们常常和他们也是同样有一样的问题。
That we can live any way we want, but when we need God, just pray.
然后我们常常按照我们自己很自由的自己的生活，自己做想要做的事情。但是我们在祷告的时候
，just pray and say, because God, you are love and you are faithful, you will always help me, no matter what.
当我们祷告的时候，我们总是说神，你总是会帮助我们的。
We are wrong.
但我们知道我们是错的。
Americans are proud of the freedom that we have here.
我们知道在美国，我们非常为我们所有的自由得到自由而自豪。
But now America is using this freedom to chase God out of the public square.
但是我们常常用这样的所得到的自由，我们真是把神从我们的生活中当中被消失掉。
No prayer, no Bible.
没有祷告，也没有圣经。
No teaching against biblical truths against abortion or homosexuality.
没有正确的真理上面的教导，关于对待同性恋或者是
abortion
堕胎。
Then when disasters happen, everyone starts to pray.
当时如果当事情发生的时候，每个人都来祷告。
You see all these people on TV saying, "Please pray for us."
我们在电视上都看到许多人都在说，当他们有问题的时候，他们说，请大家一起为我们祷告。
School teachers say, "No praying in school." Ask everyone to stop praying.
但是我们在知道，在学校里面规定说不能有祷告，但是当事情发生的时候，说都来祷告。
Cities and states that make Judges take down the Ten Commandments. Start asking for people to pray.
在我们的城市里面有城市还有州，就把神的十诫拿下来取掉。但是他们在遇到事情的时候，大家一样的来祷告。
Everyone in Washington D.C. will say pray.
我们在华盛顿 D.C. 的话，我们都知道，大家都会说我们来祷告。
In other words, God is only good when there is an emergency.
在我们许多人看来，神只是在我们遇到危难危机的时候是有用的。
So that kind of freedom is completely the opposite of what Psalm 128 is telling us.
所以我们知道这里我们所讲的自由跟诗篇里面128篇里面所讲的完全的相反。
So walk with God, that means every day.
我们知道与神同行是每一天的事情。
It is a lifestyle.
这是我们的生活应该生活的特有的标记。
It can become a habit.
要成为我们的每天的习惯。
Parents should give their children boundaries so they know what is expected.
所以我们做家长的，我们应当给孩子有一定的界限。
There should be lines that children know they cannot cross.
所以孩子们可以知道，我们有些界限我们是不能超过、不能越过的。
And that if they cross, you will give them consequences.
当他们越过这个界限的时候，你会给他们有一些后果。
Because that is how God teaches us.
这也是神怎么样教导我们。
That's the kind of fear that we should have.
这也就是一个这样的恐惧、敬畏。
Fear of consequences.
我们要知道，我们如果做错了，我们会有被惩罚的。
If you don't do the wrong thing, you need not fear.
如果你不做错事的话，你就不需要任何的惧怕。
See what it says here in Psalm 34. This morning we read Psalm 34.
所以今天早上我们也读到诗篇34篇。
Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
众子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏耶和华的道教训你们。
How does this apply to parents?
这些对我们做家长的怎么来应用呢
？You can also say, "I will teach you the boundaries we have in this family."
说家长应该说，我跟孩子们讲，我要告诉你哪些是你的 边界界限你所不能越过的。
Psychologists say that children feel the most safe when they know their boundaries.
心理学家告诉我们说，当孩子们他们知道有边界界限的时候，他们就感觉到很安全。
We and children always feel that without boundaries, we get the most freedom and the most happiness.
我们会常常好像认为，我们如果没有任何的边界界限的话，我们就是最最自由的。
But actually, without boundaries, there's a different kind of fear.
当时实际上，如果我们没有这些边界界限的话，我们有不同的惧怕。
If a child crosses a bridge without boundaries, he's afraid of falling out. Falling off.
如果当孩子们他们在过桥的时候，如果没有护栏的话，他们不会感到安全。
You look at this bridge, where would you feel safe?
你看看这个桥的话，你觉得哪里是最安全的地方？
You wouldn't feel so safe here, you would walk in the middle.
如果你觉得这个桥不安全的话，你可能会走在中间。
But if you are there with the railing on both sides, you can walk anywhere and still feel safe.
如果再往前面走，它旁边都有这个栏杆护栏的话，你可能走在哪里都没有关系。
It is a good picture of how boundaries give us security.
这就给我们一个图画，告诉我们这个界限边界给我们的一个保障。
You actually have less freedom if there are no boundaries because you're afraid to go close to, you don't know where the danger is.
如果没有这个护栏的话，你觉得你的自由度更缩小了，因为你只能走在中间。
We should have God's word as our real boundaries.
我们应该神的话语成为我们的界限。
And fathers are supposed to teach their children those boundaries.
我们的做父亲的也应当教导孩子同样的这样的界限和边界。
So fearing God is helping your children to know where God's boundaries are.
所以我们敬畏神的话，我们是应当教导我们的孩子知道哪一些是他的界限。
There are two words I like.
有特别有两句话我特别喜欢。
One word is limitation.
有一句话一个词叫做局限性。
The other word is delimitation.
还有一个是你的能耐的限度应该叫 delimitation.
A limitation is bad because that means you are lacking something you need.
一个有局限性就表示因为你技术上面或者各方面你缺少一些东西。
A delimitation is usually good because that means you know where the boundaries are.
另外一个词叫 delimitation 呢，它讲的是说你自己知道你哪些方面是有界限的，你是不能越过的。
When you write a research paper, the first thing you need to do is define your delimitations.
所以我们在写这个博士论文的时候，第一条就是写出来哪些一些范围，把它列出来，你这个论文所要牵涉到的范围。
You have to define what you are studying.
你要在这里确定，告诉人家哪些东西是你在这里所要谈论的。
If you focus on too much, it's the same as having no focus at all.
如果你想要包括所有的各方面的问题的话，你可能就没有办法集中在一个方面。
So fear is a limitation. It limits you from walking freely.
所以我们在惧怕的时候是局限，一个限制你。
A delimitation is a boundary that helps you to have freedom in your life because you know what you can and what you should and what you should not do.
所以第二个字呢，它就讲的就是它是一个边界设立出来，让你知道你在你的生活中或者行为当中哪些事你是不能越过的。
The problem with me is oftentimes I lie to myself.
但对我来说，我的问题常常是我对自己自欺。
I think other people do that, they'll get in trouble. But if I do that, I'll get away with it.
但我常常会想到别人这样做的时候，他们可能会遇到麻烦。但是我做的时候并不会，我一定会逃脱。
So I think I can trick God and not let him know what I'm thinking or doing.
所以我常常想到我可以瞒过神我所做的。
It's wrong.
这是错的。
How can we hide anything from God?
我们从神面前我们不能隐藏任何的东西。
He says he knows what I'm thinking before I even say a word.
所以神他知道我心里面所想的，even我还没有开口。
So to me this is a good reminder, limitation or delimitation.
所以这是两个字是对我的非常好的提醒。
One of our highest priorities is to glorify God.
所以我们真正的在地上生活的主要的目的是来荣耀神。
We show others that our God is worthy of glory.
我们就是在别人面前要做见证，神是值得我们敬拜的。
And that to glorify God, we have to observe those boundaries and have fear of God in our families.
因为我们要荣耀神的话，我们真是要能够认识到我们的界限边界。
Psalm 71 tells us, even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, until I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. It is our duty to do it before we die to pass it on to the next generation.
所以这段诗篇特别讲到，在我们在去离世之前，我们真正所要做到的是，神啊，我到年老白发啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示。
So you see,
后世的人
in Chinese it says, 等我 wait for me, give me a chance to do that.
所以在这里特别讲到这个作诗的人在这里想到等待我能做这件事情。
In English it says, until I declare, until I do it, keep me here.
所以在英文在这里讲的是你让我啊不要离弃我，等到我将这些事做完。
How many of us are doing that today in our families?
我们有多少人是在我们家里面是这样做的呢？
Is it a priority?
这是我们的最最的啊重要的一点吗？
In addition to going to the best schools, are you also giving them spiritual training?
除了你让他们能够进最好的学校，你是不是在你的属灵方面有这样好的训练？
Do they think that you fear God, or do they think that you are not afraid of God at all?
所以你的孩子会认为你是敬畏神的人呢，还是说你根本就不敬畏神？
There's so many funny videos about Father's Day. I have no time to show you.
我们知道在父亲节的时候有许许多多的小的短片、电影片，但是我没有时间在这里向大家一一来过目。
I want you to have a chance to go home, get relaxed, and then take your fathers out to dinner.
所以我想给你们有机会，让你们回到家能够。带着父亲一起去吃饭。
But this funny video I saw was a father being stopped by a policeman.
但是这个我要给你们看一个这个小短片的话，是一个做父亲的，他被警察拦下来了。
And then the policeman was saying, "Show me proof of your insurance."
所以警察跟他讲，你请你把你的车保险给我看。
And the father says, "I left the card at home."
他说我把这个保险卡丢在家里了。
But the son says, "Didn't you tell me you didn't buy insurance?"
他的儿子就是说，你不是跟我说你没有买车保险吗？
There are so many of these examples of what the kids know what we are doing.
我们有许许多的这个例子哈，我们孩子知道你父亲到底做了什么事。
Sometimes they say the wrong thing at the wrong time.
所以有的时候虽然他们讲了一些话，他们在一些地方错的地方讲了错的话。
God may use your children to tell you.
但是神会用你的孩子来告诉你。
I've heard of so many parents here telling me that the kids say, "Mom, we should go to church on Friday," but the mom says, "Oh, today we're tired." But the kid says, "Bring me to church, please."
我们常常会听到小孩子在催促他的父母亲说，妈妈带我去教会。妈妈说，哎呀，我今天很累了。他说，我们应当去教会啊。孩子说。
Now this year we have our youth retreat at the end of June.
所以今年呢，我们是在六月底的时候会有我们的初中生的一个退休会。
And then we have our church retreat on the following weekend on July 4th.
然后呢，我们有整个教会的一个退休会，就在下面的星期，就是七月初。
And I want the children to come to both.
我希望这孩子们能够两个退休会都能够参加。
And then many people tell me it's the parents' responsibility to take them.
那许多人跟我讲因为是应该是他们家长的。的责任带他们去两个退休会。
We should ask the children and the parents to do this for the sake of the church.
所以我们应当来实际上请求孩子们和家长们一起来为着敬畏神的缘故，让他们都能够参加这两个退休会。
I myself stayed a very short time last year at our church retreat.
所以上一次我在我们去年
myself.
我去年我自己在我们教会的那个退休会里面，我待的时间比较短。
But this year I repent.
今年我忏悔。
I want us all to go.
我希望我每天都能参加。
We are beginning a youth ministry and it's going well.
所以我们现在开始了我们初中生这边的侍奉，我们现在做的都比较好。
We need to have enough people so we can have English and Chinese.
所以我们希望有更多的弟兄姐妹来帮助讲英文的和中文的。
And we're spending time and money to invite good speakers.
所以我们也花钱时间来邀请一些好的讲员。
I have invited a group called Walk Through the Bible.
所以我也请了一位从叫做与圣经同行的这个组织讲员。
You can go to our website and see a short video telling you what it is about.
所以关于这方面特别讲与圣经同行的这个方面我们在网站上面有一个很短的介绍。
I took this class 20 years ago.
我是上了这个课是在20年前。
Five sessions.
总共有5堂课。
Multimedia, very interesting, very exciting.
它有带有很多就是说有动画片各方面的投影片，所以非常引人。
You can have study materials to take home and use again and again.
你也可以带了一些学习的材料带回家，在家里面学习的再学习。
What is so good about this?
它对这个到底有什么好呢？
It is started by a person who graduated from my seminary 30 years ago.
这个人是从哪里开始的？是讲了有一个人毕业了，从和我同样的学校，但是他是在30年前毕业的。
It shows you every book of the Old Testament and how they connect together.
他真是跟你讲在旧约当中所有的每一本书，他们是怎么连接在一起的。
You will know the main point of every book in the Old Testament.
所以你可以知道每一本旧约里面的每一本书的每一个重点。
And then if we have good attendance, we can invite them to come the following year and do the New Testament.
如果我们今年大家参加的人比较多的话，我们明年可能还会再邀请他来。
How sad if after doing all this planning and spending money, if nobody comes.
如果我们这样的精心的准备，如果没有人来的话，那是非常惨的事情。
I hope our young people and our families will come.
我希望我们的年轻人还有我们的家庭都能够一起参加。
Praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. His children will be mighty in the land.
你们要赞美耶和华，敬畏耶和华，甚至喜爱他的命令的，这人变为有福，他的后裔在世必强盛。
Let us pray for God's blessings on ECCC by starting in the family to fear God and to learn together.
让我们一起向神祷告。就是让我们在这里东区教会我们有一个完完全全敬畏神的心。
If you want to be a godly father and have God bless your family, you must have the right priority.
所以你要把你的重点要放对，你如果是一个敬畏神的父亲的话。
Husbands and wives must share the same goals when they raise their children.
夫妻之间他们应该有一个同样的目标，在他们教导他们的孩子的时候。
Please don't lose yourselves in your own personal interests, the husband and the wife having different interests.
你们一定不能有不同的目标在孩子的身上的时候。
Because children can sense when you are not of the same heart.
孩子们很快就能察觉到你们有不同点。
And then children will become insecure.
所以这时候孩子他会感觉到不安全。
And then they will be crossing that bridge without boundaries.
所以他们在就相当于他们在过桥的时候没有边境一样。
If they know their parents are not in the same heart in the way they discipline them, they will use the parents against each other and get what they want.
如果夫妻之间他们并不同心在教导孩子上面的话，孩子会利用中间的分歧。
In English, it's called divide and conquer.
所以在英文里面讲就是把它分开来，然后呢分别战胜。
But if you are not divided, they cannot conquer you.
对，如果你是没有被分开分裂的话，他们没有办法战胜你。
God is our common ground.
我们的神是我们的基础。
Many times when Tricia and I, we have different arguments and we don't get along, God is still in the middle.
虽然我跟 Tricia 有的时候我们会争吵一些事情，但是我们知道神在我们当中。
Maybe it's not 有时候。
有时不是有时候，是每次。
Every time we have to go back to God.
对，我们一定还要回到神的面前。
We just passed 21 years of marriage.
我们刚刚结束
了 few days ago.
庆祝了21年的结婚。
Can't believe how old we're getting.
我真是不敢想象我已经多老了。
21 years is a long time to me.
21年对我来说是非常长。
But we want to walk together.
但是我们愿意同行。
Fathers and your families, are you walking together in God?
做父亲的和你的家庭，你愿不愿意与神同行呢？
And do you have the right kind of fear for God together with your spouse?
是不是你有一样的同样的正直的心和你的配偶一起来敬畏神？
I hope this is a simple Father's Day message.
我希望这个新的信息不是比较简单明了的一个父亲节的信息。
Even though I'm not a father, I can guess how hard it is to be a father.
虽然我不是父亲，但是我能够想象到。做父亲的是多么的艰难。
Because I know how hard I was on my father.
因为我知道我对我父亲来说是非常头痛的事情。
Yeah, after we left New York and came back here, in 1 week, my father fell twice and my mother fell twice.
哦，当我们刚刚从纽约回到这里还不到一个星期，我父亲就已经摔了两次，我母亲也摔了两次。
It scares me and it worries me because sometimes they don't even remember they fell.
所以让我非常的担心的是，他们自己都不能记得他们跌倒了。
Be together as a family when you have a chance.
当你们有机会的话，与家人同在。
Because those times won't last long.
这些时间不会太多。
My parents followed Jesus all their lives.
我的父亲跟随主，他的一生都跟随主。
But even though I was baptized as a child, I wasn't really converted.
虽然我的是在很小的时候我就受洗了，但是我那时候没有真正的得救。
So for those of you whose hearts are broken by your children, don't give up.
所以你们当中做父亲的，如果你们的心好像被孩子们所破碎了或者冷淡了，你们一定不要放弃。
Because as long as you're alive,As long as they are alive, God can still change lives.
只要你活着，或者你的孩子还活着的话，总有机会神会改变。
God is in the business of changing our lives and our families.
神是真正在我们当中做我们家庭改变工作的人。
My parents never gave up on me.
我的父母亲从来没有放弃我。
Because I know that as a child I was rebellious.
我知道我做孩子的时候，我是一个非常叛逆的孩子。
Because I didn't know God, I rebelled against parents. I rebelled against God. I rebelled against teachers.
因为我不认识神，我反叛父亲，反叛神，也反叛老师。
So I rebel for the sake of rebelling.
所以我就为了反叛而反叛。
I showed you a short video a long time ago. I'm going to show it again.
所以我在过去给你们看过一个很短的小影片，但我这次也会再让你们看一遍。
Because it all comes back to knowing God's love that will touch our hearts.
所有的一切都是让我们看到真正的神的爱。
After so many years of rebelling against God, God's love finally reached into my heart.
当那么多年真是反叛神，神的爱终于临到我。
It is a reminder that God's great love for us is through His Son Jesus Christ.
So, 让我们再次提醒我们，神的爱是经由我们的主耶稣基督来向我们显明。
Last night, several people here accepted Jesus as their Lord, and they will follow Him.
所以昨天晚上，昨天晚会我们有几位弟兄和姐妹，他们接受主做他们的救主。
And next Friday night, we have baptism.
下个星期五我们会有受洗。
Every time there's baptism, we always say what? We say, heaven is rejoicing because people have come back to God's kingdom.
因为每次当我们有受洗的这样的见证的时候，我们都说天上的天使都要欢呼，因为人被拯救。
So as I'm preparing for next Friday's baptism, one thought came into my mind.
当我在准备下个星期五的受浸的仪式的时候，我脑子里面想到这一点。
I think something's wrong if heaven is happy, but in our hearts we're not that happy.
我想一定有什么问题了。如果我们的心不是那么的喜乐，当天上的天使都那么的欢喜的时候
，Are we truly rejoicing when we see non-believers come to Jesus?
是我们心里是不是那么的高兴和喜悦？当我们看到曾经是不信主的人，现在是信主。而且受洗归入他的名下的时候
，That too is a signal of how much we fear God.
这也是给我们一个信号，提醒我们自己，我们到底有多敬畏神。
Because if we fear God, we know that those people who don't have Jesus are going to hell.
我们知道，如果这些人他没有接受耶稣基督为救主的话，他们所要去的地方是地狱。
Sometimes it's not too nice to talk about fear and talk about hell.
所以有的时候我们确实很难讲到敬。恐惧或者讲的地狱
But there are many places in the Bible that reminds us
但是在圣经里面多处真是一再一再的提醒我们
But to end on a happy note Let's see this video and see how God's love shines through a father's love
我们将来看一看这个小短片怎样神的爱怎样在我们的生活当中被显明出来
And may our response be to love God back
让我们的回应是我们同样要这样的爱神
Okay, let's watch.
我们一起下面来看一看。
หนูอยากได้พ่อที่ดีวันนี้พ่อที่ไม่เป็นใบ้พ่อที่เหมือนคนอื่น พ่อที่ได้ยินในสิ่งที่หนูอยากบอกพ่อที่พูดได้แล้วก็เข้าใจหนูได้
ที่ดีที่สุดแต่มีพ่อที่รักคุณมากที่สุดดูแลคนที่ดูแลคุณ
ไทยประกันชีวิต
โอเค you don't need words to understand that short video
当我们看这个小的影片的时候，我们并不一定要完全知道它里面讲的话。
We always say that a father's love represents God's love。
我们知道父亲，我们常常会讲我们在地上的父亲，他的爱是一个显明天父的爱。
But more than that, it comes from God's love。
我们知道比这更能可贵的是，我们这个爱是从神来的。
If there is no God's love, there is no father。
如果没有神的爱，那也没有父亲。
The father cannot speak, but our God speaks.
但是我们虽然这个我们影片里面的父亲他并不能讲话，但是我们神是会说话。
The father did give his life for us.
所以父亲确确实实把他的生命赐给了我们。
So this is a reminder for us to both fear God and to respect Him.
所以我们再次提醒大家，我们希望我们都来敬畏神，来尊崇他。
So that our families are blessed.
所以我们的家庭也可以得到神的祝福。
May God bless all fathers here today.
所以愿神祝福每一位做父亲的人这里。
Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
Let us pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father, there is no greater love than what you have for us.
我们的天父，我们感谢你，我们知道没有比你更大的爱。
And we are thankful for that.
我们谢谢你。
Help us to return that love.
真是让我们帮助我们能用同样的爱。
By giving it to our families.
用同样的来给我们的家庭
to learn love first at home
让我们在从家里面操练怎样来彼此相爱
then in church
然后我们在教会当中
and towards those who don't know you yet
也对那些还没有听见你的话的人
in Jesus' name we pray
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名
Amen,
Amen. Amen.